are listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count. An hour of Northern Soul, rare groove, mod beat, and forgotten gems from the 50s all the way through the 60s to the early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. I'm your host, Mod Marty. So I have a fairly eclectic mix of music for you today, which is great and very exciting because it gives us a chance to sort of explore the gray areas around Northern Soul and Garage and Psych. And they also came across a fantastic stack of Fuzz Garage Psych Punk, all on the HBR or Hanna-Barbera Records label. And I have to do a big shout out to Old Gold Vintage Vinyl for this. If you haven't had a chance yet, go down to the store. They're located inside of Urban Waves, 187 Osborne Street. There is an amazing collection of LPs there. And now Brent, the guy who runs the record section of the place, is bringing out a whole bunch of 45s, which, you know, great for me and perhaps great for you if that's what you're looking for. Either way, a big chunk of today's show is in large part thanks to Brent and to Old Gold Vintage Vinyl.
Oh, troublemaker. Oh yeah, she's a troublemaker.
Here she comes, walking on down the street. Look at her, she looks so very sweet.
But watch her, she's a troublemaker. Watch her, she's a heartbreaker.
She'll break your heart, tear it apart.
These are the fringe edges of Northern Soul that I'm talking about. I started off there with Sandy Shore from 1966, a track called I'll Know Better Next Time on the Gaiety label. She is a Canadian singer from Vancouver, British Columbia. That track is considered Northern Soul, played regularly at the Yorkshire Northern Soul All-Nighters. I followed that up with another Canadian artist, Pat Hervey, track called The Land That I Dream Of. Now, this one's considered pretty rare Northern Soul, a really nice dancer, and it appears that it is sometimes played out, covered up as Paula Durante. That's on the AME label. And I finished everything off with a Van McCoy penned number produced by Jerry Ragavoy, The Majors. She's a Troublemaker on the Imperial label. And that one has appeared on a couple of comps, including Northern Soul Floor Fillers, Top 100 Northern Soul Classics, and The Birth of Northern Soul.
There's a place out of Hollywood Way where the crowd all go to play. They jump and shout and have a ball. And let me tell you that it all.
They do the CC, cinnamon, cinnamon, CC, cinnamon, cinnamon, CC, cinnamon, cinnamon.
It's a very nice dance.
You can do any step you choose. It's a dance of rhythm and blues. To shake your shoulders and shuffle your feet and keep in time to that low down beat.
And do the CC, cinnamon cinder, CC, cinnamon cinder, CC, cinnamon cinder.
Well, it's a very nice dance.
Get a girl, and hey there girl, get a boy, and come on down to that land of joy.
And do the CC, cinnamon cinder, CC, cinnamon cinder, CC, cinnamon cinder.
It's a very nice dance.
CC, cinnamon cinder, CC, cinnamon cinder.
I started off by flipping over Shake Your Head by Barbara Carr with a track called Don't Knock Love on the Chess label. Followed that with The Exiles from 1969 Church Street Soul Revival on Columbia, and then the Pastel Six, The Cinnamon Cinder, came out on Zen in the US. I have it on the Canadian London label.
Boy, I'm gonna do you in.
Pete said, look at him, buddy.
How about that? just I feel so glad. Cause you're the best girl that I've ever had. I can't get your love, I can't get affection. Oh, little girl, psychotic reaction. I feel so lonely night and day. I can't get your love, I must stay away. Well, I need you, girl, be by my side. Oh, little girl, with the light up in your eye now. I can't get your love, I can't get satisfaction. Oh, little girl, psychotic reaction. And it feels like this.
That ferry boat race was the world's greatest gamble.
No, don't forget, Lady Godiva put everything she had on a horse.
Daddy's money was no good. A trip or two now when she could. She left his place without a dime. Got a job with lots of time.
She's a hippie elevator operator.
A hippie elevator operator.
A hippie elevator operator.
And she'll take you so
high.
That you'll never come down. Toys to ladies' hoes she goes. She'll let you ride your scene, she knows. So listen, sir, you've got the chance to catch a sail on happenstance.
She's a hippie elevator operator.
And she'll take you so
high.
That you'll never come down.
High.
Take a trip now, you will see.
Why? Now the motions you make, the patience it takes to find a glass cage. You take out your rage.
Oh, this stuff is amazing. All of those records, all three of those tracks, were on the HBR or Hanna-Barbera record label. The first being the Tidal Waves with their cover of the Olympics' Big Boy Pete, turning an R&B number into a garage number. Followed that, well, let me read you this little write-up here about the second track. This buzzy cover of Psychotic Reaction came out in 1966 under the name Positively 13 O'Clock. It was recorded at Robin Hood Bryan's studio in Tyler, Texas in 1966 and had the members of Mouse and the Traps playing on it. The solo has a frantic trebly quality that's a trademark Texas sound. The band ends the song with a final burst of fuzz rather than coming back into the verse as the Count Five's original, itself an imitation of the Yardbirds' rave-ups. So that's a callback to a callback. The flip side is called 13 O'Clock Theme for Psychotics. It's an instrumental, absolute killer. I'm playing it behind me right now. Finished everything off with a band called the W.C. Fields Memorial Electric String Band. Now, for all you youngins out there who don't know who W.C. Fields was, he was a comedian from the vaudeville days who made it pretty big in the talkies, early days of movies, known as a curmudgeon, alcoholic, male chauvinist who hated kids. And that track, all about getting high, it's called Hippie Elevator Operator. All of this on Hanna-Barbera Records, the folks that brought you the Flintstones and the Jetsons. Come on. Is it possible that Bill Hanna and Joe Barbera were angsty teenagers in disguise, sitting in smoke-filled recording studios, getting high and listening to fuzz guitar?
Just to let you down. That cheetah. once knew. I can't forget the days that we once
I
knew.
Can't forget them.
I can't forget those things that we used to
I
do.
I can't forget them.
We used to go
on Sunday walks.
On Sunday walks. I would be so happy, girl,
to hear you talk.
Just to hear you talk. Cause you know, honey, just what to say and just what it took, baby, to brighten up my day. I can't forget the days that we once
knew. I can't forget them.
And I can't forget those things that we used to do. No.
From the heart of Canada, you're listening to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with Maude Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/ontargetpodcast to keep up with the latest episodes and DJ events featuring Maude Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com or find us on Spotify. Follow us on Instagram at Maude Marty or on Twitter at Maude Marty. Find us on Apple Podcasts. Leave a comment and a rating while you're there. And now you can pick us up on Maude Radio UK. That's ModRadioUK.net. Wow, starting off everything there with so many people's favorite Northern Soul track by Bob Kubin and the Inmen. The Cheater came out on Musicland in the United States, and I have it on the Canadian Barry label, which you don't see too often. Followed that up with Solomon Burke, You're Good For Me, beautiful track on Atlantic. And then I flipped over that Bull and the Matadors record that I played last week called Move with the Groove with a track called I Can't Forget. That's on Toddlin' Town.
Yeah. You
powerful, hard-hitting Northern Soul from Edwin Starr at the top there. I Want My Baby Back. I have that on the Canadian Tamla Motown label. After that, Don Gardner. You can hear Dee Dee Ford in the background there. That's the flip side of I Really Love You Baby on the Jubilee label. And that one is absolutely a duet. And it's most likely Dee Dee Ford because Don Gardner was doing a lot of records that were credited to him and Dee Dee Ford. Don't know why she's not mentioned on that one. I finished off that set with Buddy Ace, Do What You Think Is Best on the Paula label.
what are you doing? Feeling down this way.
The Creation before they were The Creation. The Mark IV. Last week I played I'm Leaving. This week I played the flip, Hurt Me If You Will, on the Decca label. Followed that with a track by The Action called Wasn't It You? Only came out in Germany as a flip side to their cover of Harlem Shuffle. And then I changed gears dramatically, went back to the Hanna-Barbera records that I had picked up with a bit of a hangover from Halloween. Let's be honest. I mean, I just picked this up today. I wasn't about to save it for a whole year to play it on the Halloween show. So Monster Shindig by Danny Hutton. And this is what Spectropop has to say about Danny Hutton's Hanna-Barbera career. Hutton graduated from Disney Gopher to artist, songwriter, and token hipster at HBR. As their only real in-house artist, he felt the benefits of being affiliated with the world's third largest cartoon company, getting a cameo in the Flintstones, the obligatory Vox endorsement deal, and the chance to rub shoulders with such musical lumineers as Squiddly Diddly on various spin-off LPs. Danny Hutton would later go on to be lead singer of Three Dog Night. We'll be right back.
you know I want you, baby. I got to have you.
Sam D's Lonely For You Baby on the Triple S International label, one of Northern Soul's most popular tracks, and it's easy to see why. It looks like I've run out of time, and I now have to decide which record to end off with. I was going to play Dusty Springfield, A Brand New Me, to follow the Sam D's track, but I think I'll save that for next time, and I'll leave you off with a Hammond instrumental version of What Did I Say by Ray Charles on the VJ label by Kelvin Carter. This has been On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count, with yours truly, Maud Marty. Join us every Saturday at 6 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM, or visit us at umfm.com. Until next time, keep the faith.